的经文是提多书三章三到八节。我们从前也是无知、悖逆、受迷惑，服侍各样私欲和厌乐，常存恶毒、嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。但到了神，我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。这话是可信的，我也愿你把这些事切切实实地讲明，使那些以信神的人留心做正经事业，这都是美事，并且与人有益。这是神的话，阿们。
Thank you to Winnie and the choir for leading us at the beginning of the service.
谢谢威尼和诗班在崇拜开始的时候为我们献唱。
And to Kwan for playing the organ during the service.
也谢谢 Kwan 为我们弹奏风琴。
And to Ferdy for the worship team. Thank you.
谢谢 Ferdy 和敬拜团。
Thank you, Doris, for leading in prayer.
谢谢 Doris 牧师带领我们祷告。
And Myra, thank you for the children's moment.
谢谢 Myra 为孩子们祷告。
And thank you, James, for learning Mandarin.
谢谢 James 努力学习中文。
Melanie, thank you for translating.
谢谢翻译。
An idealistic young man once asked a pastor how to achieve salvation.
曾经有一个很理想化的年轻人问牧师，他该如何才能得到救赎？
The pastor told him to cycle 25 miles a day.Fast every Friday, bathe in olive oil monthly, and read the Bible through every year.
牧师跟他说，每天骑自行车25英里，每个礼拜五禁食，每个月用橄榄油沐浴一次，在一年里把圣经通读一遍。
The young man tried this for 2 years.
那个年轻人就照着这样做了2年。
And then he went back to the pastor.
然后他又回去找那个牧师。
And he complained, I bicycled, fasted.Bathed and read through the Bible.
他向牧师抱怨说，我骑车了，禁食，沐浴，读圣经，都做了。
When I read the Bible the second time, I realized that I'm saved by faith alone.
但是当我第二次读圣经的时候，我意识到我是凭信心得救。
All that other stuff wasn't necessary. Why didn't you tell me?
所以之前那些事情都是不必要的，你干嘛不早告诉我呢？
The pastor responded, young man,2 years ago, you would never have believed how simple the gospel is.
牧师回答说，年轻人，因为2年前你是绝对不肯相信福音就是这么简单。
And the gospel is simple.
福音就是这么简单。
It's simple to understand and it's simple to receive.
它很容易去理解，也很容易得到。
And in today's scripture, the last of our trustworthy sayings,Paul gives us the most amazing and succinct summary of the gospel.
今天讲到是这话是可信部分系列的最后一部分，保罗在这里就给福音做了一个简明扼要的概括。
The saying is from Paul's letter to Titus.
这个说法是从保罗写给提多的书信里来的。
Titus is a church leader on the island of Crete.
提多是在克里特岛带领一个教会。
He has responsibility to teach and to encourage the church to grow in maturity and faith.
他的职责就是教导当地的教会，鼓励他们在灵命上不断成熟。
It's not easy.
但是这很不容易做到。
Cretans have a bad reputation.
因为克里特岛当地的民风并不好。
Just look at Titus chapter 1 verse 12.
就看一下提多书一章十二节。
Paul quotes a Cretan prophet. Cretans are always liars, evil brutes, and lazy gluttons.
保罗引用了当地一个先知自己说的话，克里特人常说谎话，乃是恶兽，又馋又懒。
Can you imagine a church of liars, brutes, and gluttons?
你能想象一个教会满是说谎、作恶、又馋又懒的人会是什么样子呢？
What advice would you give to leaders in that church?
对于牧养这样一个教会的人，你能给什么样的建议呢？
The same you give to any leader. Declare the gospel.
其实不管他牧养什么样的教会，给的建议都是一样的，就是宣告福音。
Only the gospel transforms lives.
因为只有福音才能改变生命。
This is why this final trustworthy saying is so powerful. It's the gospel for all of us.
这就是为什么这可信的话最后一部分是这么有能力，因为福音是给每一个人的。
So where does Paul begin?
那么保罗是从哪里开始讲的呢？
He begins with a painful truth.
他从一个令人痛心的事实开始。
Last Monday, February the 18th, was the 473rd anniversary of the death of Martin Luther, the great 16th century reformer.
上个礼拜一，二月十八号是十六世纪宗教改革家马丁·路德逝世473周年的日子。
In the pocket of the jacket he wore when he died,There was a small piece of paper.
在他过世时穿的外套的口袋里面有一张小纸条。
On it were the words, "We are beggars." That's the truth.
上面写道，我们都是乞讨者，这就是事实。
Luther championed God's grace as the basis for salvation.
路德一直都高举我们得救是本乎神的恩典。
But he knew that grace is only grace when to those who know that they are sinners.
但是他也知道，只有当我们承认自己是罪人的时候，恩典才成为恩典。
One of the biggest challenges today is that people, even people in church, refuse to accept that they are sinners.
我们现今最大的一个挑战就是人们，甚至我们教会里的人都拒绝承认我们是罪人这个事实。
We rationalize sin. Everyone makes mistakes. No one's perfect. It's my family or my cultural upbringing.
我们为罪做各种各样的辩解，每一个人都会犯错，没有人是完美无缺的，这是我的原生家庭和文化背景造成的，等等。
But we do not think of ourselves as Sinners.
总之就是无论如何，我们都不愿意承认自己是个罪人。
But Paul will not accept these excuses.
但是保罗拒绝接受这些理由和借口。
He introduces his trustworthy saying in verse 3, bluntly describing our human condition.
他在第三节说出了这个可信的话，他直言不讳地描述了人悲惨的境况。
We're foolish, disobedient, deceived,Enslaved, malicious, envious, living in hatred.
我们人是无知、悖逆、受迷惑、被奴役、怀有恶意、生活在仇恨中。
These are sobering comments.
这些是非常严肃的事实。
But the gospel demands that we acknowledge our human condition.
但是福音恰恰就是要求我们承认人就是现在这样的情况中。
In Paul's blunt words, we see ourselves.
在保罗直言不讳的字句中，我们看到了自己的罪。
Only when we accept this are we ready to receive the gospel.
也只有当我们接受这个事实的时候，我们才做好了接受福音的准备。
So Luther is right. We are beggars. That's the truth.
所以马丁·路德说的是对的，在这个世上我们都是乞讨者，这就是事实。
But thankfully, Jesus is the bread of life.
但是感谢主，耶稣就是我们的生命之粮。
Second, notice the possessive nouns.
第二点，让我们注意这些话语当中的所属关系。
The kindness and love of God, verse 4.
第四节，神的恩慈和慈爱。
The mercy of God, verse 5.
第五节，神的怜悯。
The grace of God in verse 7.
第七节，神的恩典。
If you want to know where salvation comes from, check with God.
如果你想知道救赎从哪里来呢，就向神寻找吧。
It's His kindness, His love, His mercy, and His grace that saves us.
因为是神的恩慈、慈爱、怜悯和恩典拯救了我们。
On July 17th, in 1579, Queen Elizabeth I of England almost lost her life.
在1579年7月17日，英格兰的伊丽莎白一世女王因为一次事故差点丧命。
She was on her royal barge on the River Thames in London.
她正乘坐她的皇家马车经过伦敦的泰晤士河旁。
At the same time, a young man named Thomas Appletree was firing a gun at random, thinking it fun.
而就在那个时候，附近有个年轻人叫 Thomas Appletree， 他拿着一把枪在胡乱开枪，闹着玩。
A shot passed within 2 meters of the Queen.
结果一颗榴弹在离女王不到两米处的地方飞过。
And Appletree was condemned to death.
因此这个年轻人被判了死刑。
4 days later, he was led to the gallows to be hanged.
四天之后，他被带到绞刑架，准备行刑。
The hood was placed over his head, and the rope hung round his neck.
绳索套过了他的头，已经绕紧在他的脖子处。
In moments, he would drop, hanged for nearly killing the queen.
马上就要行刑了。因为他差点谋杀了女王。
There was nothing that Thomas Appletree could do to save himself.
这个年轻人无论做什么都没有办法救他自己了。
But at that very last moment, the Queen pardoned him.
但是就在这最后一刻，女王决定赦免了他。
He was saved by the mercy of Queen Elizabeth I.
他被赦免，就是因为伊丽莎白女王一世对他的仁慈和怜悯。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5 says, He, that's God, saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy.
提多书三章五节说到，神救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照着神的怜悯。
There is nothing that we can do to save ourselves.
我们无论做什么都不可能自我救赎。
Salvation belongs to our God. It's His. It comes from Him.
因为救恩只属于神，是神的作为，救赎只能来自神。
He alone is our only hope.
只有他才是我们唯一的盼望。
Next, Paul describes how salvation changes us.
接着保罗又描述了救恩将会如何改变我们。
There's a moral change and a status change.
它包括道德观，还有身份的改变。
Let's look at the second first.
让我们先看一下后者。
Titus 3 verse 7 says that we are justified by His grace.
提多书三章七节说到，我们是因他的恩得称为义。
Justification is a legal term.
称义其实是一个法律用语。
We are guilty of sin.
因为我们都犯了罪。
The sentence is death.
而罪的刑罚结果就是死。
But Jesus takes our sentence.
但是耶稣替我们受了这个惩罚。
He becomes our substitute and dies the death that we deserve.
他成了我们的替代，他替我们受了我们本应当受的死。
So sin is punished, God's love is revealed, and we are acquitted.
因此罪受到了惩罚，神的爱显明，我们可以被宣告为无罪。
We are no longer guilty.
我们不再是有罪的。
Our status with God has changed.
因此我们在神面前的身份得到了改变。
This is justification. We are declared right with God.
这就是称义的意义，就是神宣告我们成为无罪，因为他赦免了我们。
Romans 8 verse 1 says, Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
在罗马书八章一节说到，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Salvation also means that we are changed morally.
救恩同样也意味着我们道德观的改变。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5 says that we are washed by rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit.
提多书三章五节说，我们借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
The Holy Spirit produces the life of Christ in us.
圣灵在我们里面生出基督的生命。
This is a process of transformation.
这是一个更新变化的过程。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says that we are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
哥林多后书三章十八节说，我们就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
With the Holy Spirit in us, there will be a moral change.
靠着内住的圣灵，我们的道德观改变了。
I was reminded of this on our trip to the Philippines.
在我们去菲律宾短宣的时候，我就被提醒了这个事实。
My son and I were the only members of the team who took anti-malaria tablets.
在短宣队里面，我的儿子和我是唯一两个吃了预防疟疾的药。
Now, as it happened, none of us were at risk of catching malaria.
所以当然我们两个都不用担心会被感染到疟疾。
But the malaria tablets had another effect.
但是这个预防药其实还有另外一个效果。
No, not hair growth.
那不是让我长头发。
Some of our team were badly bitten by bugs.
因为我们短宣队当中有一些队员被蚊虫咬得很惨。
And usually I'm breakfast, lunch, and dinner for bugs.
通常在蚊虫眼睛里，我是一顿美餐，他们很喜欢咬我。
But on this trip, I was hardly bitten.
但是这次短宣的时候，我几乎没有被咬。
The anti-malaria tablets made this Canadian's blood bad news for bugs.
那个预防药让我这身加拿大血液在蚊虫眼里看来就是一场噩梦。
The tablets produced a change in me.
所以那个预防药在我身体里面产生了一个改变。
And the Holy Spirit changes us.
就是同样圣灵也改变我们。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 tells us that it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
腓立比书二章十三节说到，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Finally, Titus chapter 3 verse 7 says that the gospel gives us the hope of eternal life.
最后提多书三章七节说到，福音也给了我们永生的盼望。
We become heirs of this salvation.
我们成为救恩的后嗣。
Last week, Karl Lagerfeld, the fashion designer who created the Chanel brand, died.
上个星期，时尚品牌香奈儿的设计总监 Karl Lagerfeld 去世了。
His cat, Choupette, is one of the heirs to his $200 million fortune.
他留下了两亿的遗产，其中一位继承人竟然是他养的宠物猫。
That'll buy a lot of cat litter.
那只猫可以买很多很多猫砂了。
But I'm sure like Karl Lagerfeld, most of us have a will.
相信就像那个设计师一样，我们很多人也有遗嘱。
A will explains how we want our assets and estate distributed upon our death.
我们用遗嘱指明当我们过世以后留下的财产将如何分配。
Now, of course, God isn't going to die, but have you ever thought who's in God's will?
当然神是不会过世的，但你有没有想过假如他有遗嘱的话，他会把谁写在上面呢？
Romans 8 verse 17 declares, Now if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
罗马书八章十七节说到，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。 如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Becoming a Christian writes us into God's will.
成为基督徒，让我们成为神的儿女，有了权柄。
And we will inherit all that befits a child of God.
因此，我们可以继承所有成为儿女所应得的福分。
And this is the hope of eternal life.
这就是我们永生的盼望。
So what on earth can compare to that?
在这个世界上有什么可以和这个相比呢？
God includes us in the blessings that He, Jesus, and the Spirit share forever.
神把我们归入了他和耶稣圣灵共享的福分当中，直到永远。
Titus chapter 3 is a glorious summary of the gospel.
提多书三章给福音做了一个荣耀的总结。
But to hear this is one thing. We must also respond.
但听到是一方面，我们也必须做出回应。
Today's passage closes with a challenge.
今天经文的结尾提出了一个挑战。
Stress these things, says Paul to Titus in chapter 3, verse 8, so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good.
保罗对提多在第八节说道，把这些事切切实实地讲明，使那些以信神的人留心做正经事业。
Trusting in this gospel is the only way to live a life worth living.
想要人生过得有意义，唯一的途径就是相信福音。
In 2010, Jenna Presley was dubbed one of the world's top female porn stars.
在2010年 ,Jenna Presley 被评为最出名的色情片女演员。
She entered the porn industry at 16 years old.
她16岁就入了那一行。
By 21, she had appeared in over 275 porn movies, earning about $3 million.
到21岁的时候，她已经拍了200多部色情片，赚了300多万美元。
But inside, she was empty. Battling anorexia, depression, and addiction to drugs and alcohol.
但实际上，他内心非常的空虚，长期和厌食症、忧郁症、酒精、药物成瘾做抗争。
She slid further into depression when she witnessed her boyfriend stabbed to death.
后来，她更亲眼看到她自己的男朋友被袭身亡，导致她的忧郁症愈发严重。
She decided to commit suicide by slitting her wrists.
直到有一天，她受不了了，决定割腕自杀。
But at that very moment, she heard the voice of God say to her, "Turn the lights on and put the scissors down."
但就在那一刻，她听到神亲自对她说，把灯打开，把你的剪刀放下。
She wanted to follow Jesus, but she drifted back into the porn industry.
她其实很想跟随耶稣，但是因为软弱又重操旧业。
And then, in 2013, she read Revelation chapter 2, verse 20.
后来到了2013年，有一次她读到了启示录二章二十节。
This says, "Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols."
经文写道，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。
Jenna heard the voice of Jesus again.
Jenna 又一次听到了耶稣的声音。
She started to cry and confessed to God that her life had become so broken.
她痛哭流涕，向神忏悔她的生命是多么的有罪和破损。
She connected with a Christian anti-porn ministry and read the Gospel of John.
后来她得到了一个基督教反色情事工的帮助，她开始读约翰福音。
Her life was turned around as she discovered God's love for her.
他突然看清楚了神对他的爱，从此他的生命有了极大的改变。
Today, her mission is to let people know that there is a God who loves them no matter what they have done.
现在她积极参与各种事工，告诉人们，不管他们曾经做过什么，神是多么的爱他们。
This morning, the Lord is speaking to you and to me.
这个早晨，其实主也在对你，对我说话。
You hear that blunt description of sin in verse 3. And you know in your own heart that these words describe you, and they describe me.
你听到了第三节对罪直接了当的描述，你心里面深知道这些话讲的是你自己，也是我自己。
Step out from behind the shallowness of sin and come and confess.
让我们不要仅仅止步在表面而又肤浅的忏悔，而是真正的来到神面前请求宽恕。
And discover the forgiveness that Jesus offers at the cross.
让我们真正认识到耶稣在十字架上给我们的赦免。
It's time to know the joy of being declared right in the sight of God.
让我们真正体会到在神的眼中罪被赦免，得以称义，带给我们的喜乐。
Or maybe you struggle to believe that God can change you. You wrestle with uncertainty and hesitation.
可能你还是觉得难以相信神真的可以改变你，心里面还是有犹豫和疑惑。
It's time to find that fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit and to be renewed.
那现在就让圣灵来重新充满你，更新你。
It's time to meet with the one who loves you.
现在就是时候来认识那个真正爱你的那一位。
Or maybe you wander through life rootless and swayed by circumstance.
可能你觉得在人生的道路上茫然不安，漂泊流离，被迫跟随着形势而随波逐流。
It's time to hear that you can be written into God's will. You can become an heir of God's eternal kingdom.
那现在就是你真正的意识到你可以成为神天国的后嗣，直到永远。
The gospel is simple and life-changing.
福音很简单，但是有改变生命的能力。
So come and receive.
所以来到神面前吧，来接受。
Come and be renewed.
来到神面前吧，被更新。
Come and be written into God's will.
来到神面前吧，让他把你写入永恒的旨意中。
At the close of our service, we have those at the front who are willing to pray with any who come.
在聚会结束以后，欢迎所有需要祷告的人前来，我们会有专人为你祷告。
So during that singing of our final hymn, you sense the Spirit of God working in you. Come.
在我们最后唱结束的诗歌的时候，如果你心中感受到了这份感动，欢迎你向前来。
Come, live a life worth living.
一起来吧，让我们一起过一个值得过的有意义的人生。
Come and receive Jesus Christ.
我们都当就近神来接受耶稣基督。
And may the Lord bless you.
愿神大大祝福你们。
Amen.
Amen.